God's love be your love.
Did you read Shakespeare's Julius Caesar in school? Well, then say amen. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. I mean, you didn't download it or rent it or do the Cliff Notes version. You actually read the real deal. If that's you, then say amen again. This historic work was a rites of passage for many of us traveling through public school. Yeah, that's right, the public school system. Ah, Julius Caesar, his eminence, powerful potentate of the Roman Empire, tactile politician with oratory skills to be envied. Do you remember the part when someone in the crowd, in the movie it looked like it was a beggar, warns him, "Beware the Ides of March." He shrugged off the warning, saying, "He is a dreamer. Let us leave him pass." The confidence of Julius Caesar was riding so high, it was saying hello to arrogance. He was all in his position, into the power, into the control. He was all into himself, into his importance, that he hears the warning, but he didn't hear it until it was too late. A too, Brutus? May not come from the crowd when there's danger near you, but you do have the presence of God, and you have the still small voice of God. Listen to that still small voice, the tug in the stomach, that niggling feeling that says, "Let's stop right here. Pull back. Let's step away and see what's really going on." Some may call it intuition, but I call it God. Find a quiet spot today. Create one. Make one. Insist on one. Be still. As the psalmist declares, be still and know that I am God. Then ask God today, am I missing something here? Is something going on that I'm not seeing? Did I ignore a warning or some wisdom slipped by me? Then sit still long enough to receive the answer from God. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.